From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump told law enforcement officials his January executive order restricting entry of people from seven countries is both clear and lawful, warned the nation's security could be at risk without it.
It was done for the security of our nation, the security of our citizens, so that people come in who aren't going to do us harm. And that's why it was done. And it couldn't have been written any more precisely. It's not like, oh, gee, we wish it were written better. It was written beautifully.
And Mr. Trump took aim at the federal courts, which for now have halted the order's implementation.
When you read something so perfectly written and so clear to anybody, and then you have lawyers and I watched last night in amazement, and I heard things that I couldn't believe, things that really had nothing to do with what I just read. And I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political.
A federal appeals court said it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal ground to suspend the ban. It's also grappling with the extent of the president's authority, whether the order violates the Constitution's prohibition against favoring one religion over another. The case could end up before the Supreme Court. Somali lawmakers elected a new president Wednesday, choosing former Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, a dual U.S. Somali citizen. Electoral Committee Chairman Abdirahman Bailey called it a happy day, heralding a new state and history, calling for unity behind the country's new leader. Mohamed declared the winner after two rounds of voting by the Somali parliament under tight security at the city's airport. He has pledged to improve security, fight corruption, and assist the poor. This is VOA News.